Physical on 4ZZZ Queer Radio.
Let's get physical, single. I wanna get physical. Let's get into physical. Let me hear your body talk. Your body talk. Let me hear your body talk.
Shai Lewis.
G'day, guys. How are you going?
This is the quickest top.
I know. Tonight. It's politics tonight. So.
Shai Lewis. 25. You've chosen 25 top tips for keeping fit because of the 25 people who have been selected to watch.
That's right. But congratulations to you for being one of the top 25 people that have the most influence in Brisbane. For the game. Yes, thank you very much.
Who?
This is you. That's right, Blair Martin.
Do you realise
I'm this is why I've actually done this top 25 for you, my friend.
Right.
But we actually can, because we are running short of time,
That's okay. I'm just letting you all know, I am now charging pay-per-view. I've got people here at Triple Z just standing at me. Come up and look at me. And I said, what are you doing? Oh, I'm just watching.
Are you signing autographs and stuff?
Anyway.
Like all right.
Go through this fantastic top 10, mate.
All right. Top 10 is consistency is the key. Like that's one of the one things. You've got to really stick to it. Rest and recovery is just as important as the workout as well, because that's when your muscles recover.
So that means taking rest days, not rest afternoons.
Well, absolutely. Unless your body has preconditioned itself to be doing lots and lots of stuff, rest is just as important as the workout, because that's when your muscles
grow. Now, we know you're incredibly fit. You've come in nearly nothing tonight.
Again.
Do you take rest days?
Yeah, absolutely. I take rest days in between each of my work days. My workout days are Monday, Wednesday and Friday.
So you have Tuesday and Thursday.
Tuesday and Thursday and the weekend off as well.
I just took December off.
Okay, yep. Keep her on. Okay,
set realistic, achievable goals, which we've talked about before with all the news resolutions and stuff.
What's a realistic goal? Well, how do you know it's a realistic goal, Shai?
Well, you set your long-term goals, which I want to put on, say, I want to be 70 kilos by December. Hmm. And at the moment, I'm 65 kilos, almost 66 kilos.
Yeah.
So my short-term goal was to get to 67 kilos.
And that was,
and that's it.
Right.
So that way, when you do actually hit it, you're fine.
Next one?
Next one is stop looking at the scales. Stop looking at the scales.
I stopped. I stopped everything.
What, you've got something against fish?
You know what I mean by scale, but stop looking at the weight scales.
He's a piscophobe.
No, the scales can actually go up,
like,
but your dress size or your short size or your shirt size can go down.
Well,
it can go the other way.
This sounds really crass, but even when you poo, that's half a kilo, so you can get.
Yeah. So, if scales are not really a good thing, what is the best way of judging that you're getting to what you want to be?
Go by your pants size, by your clothing size, by how you're feeling. Like, all that stuff is...
I mean, have a look at this buff boy
busting,
over here. He's busting
out of his
buttons.
Top.
Now, that's good.
Oh, cool.
Keep going.
Never skip breakfast, no matter where you're at, no matter what your body clock is.
That's the first thing you taught me a year ago, and I still have breakfast every day.
Absolutely. It's so important, because that's when your body has starved itself overnight, so it needs those nutrients and the water and everything else too.
I was going to say, and you taught me drink more water.
Yeah, and that's on the list as well. Drink.
Can I get you to send that up to my father? My 81-year-old dad, who's got various things, has had to spend a night in hospital because he was not drinking enough and not taking on enough protein.
Having said that, one of the things I've written down here on the top 10 is get a variety of nutrition into your diet, including different proteins as well. Like I've got kangaroo, tuna, ham and all sorts of stuff in mind, so it's really important to keep the different varieties around.
And that's really easy if you're cooking more home meals than eating takeaway and stuff like that, right?
Excellent. On the list as well is eat. Food is obviously 80% of this whole thing is 80% food and 20% exercise. So drink more water, eat more as well. Like it's really important to have those regular meals that you snack and graze on, and eat regularly. That's one of the key elements that we want to take out of this as well tonight too.
How many have we got left?
We've got shock your muscles. Well, get app friendly. So there's lots of different apps that are suitable for lots of different people. So one of the things that I like is the Zombie Walk. Yep, no worries. And also stop trying to spot reduce as well. So stop trying to say that you want to lose fat from around your tummy when you can't just lose fat from around your tummy. You lose fat from everywhere at the same time. So top 10 done. How's that?
No.
Right,
I think there's a number one. Call your number one personal trainer.
Shai Lewis, thank you very much for joining us. We'll see you in 2 weeks.
No worries.
Here's
thank
the
you
news.
Guys.